The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Today's daf has been dedicated by Mr. Uri Nidam, Hashem Yishmeru v'Chayehu, in honor of all the members of the Minyan, all the members of the Daf HaYomi, and in honor of the Rabbi, Tiskel Mitzvot, may he continue to succeed. Aslaha v'arvaha v'chol ma'asi yadav. Amen.
Gemara Nedarim, Daf Chaf Aleph. Today's daf is being studied in the Shnat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem tenichenu began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied for Ashur Ema. Shaul, hi. Gabriel ben Sarah. Shalom ben Miriam. Yosef ben Sarah. Sarah bat Rachel. Tinuk ben Dina. In the front of them, for the nefesh, for the goof, for Atam, Kerabalabu. Bechen Yirasum and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Chaf Amud Bet, starting the third perek of Masechet Nedarim at the Mishnah. Arba'a Nedarim Etiru Hachamim. There are four types of Nedarim that Hachamim were Matir, which means if a person makes such a Nedar, the Nedar is not Hal at all, and he does not even need Hafara. Comes the Gem Mishnah and list them. Nedre Zeruzin, Nedre Havai, Nedre Shegagot, Nedre Onsin. So literally, Nedre Zeruzin is a type of neder that a person makes in order to motivate himself. Nedre Zeruz. Nedre Havai. Havai is like an exaggeration that he made. Nedre Shigagot, he did something, he said like Beshogeg. We'll see what that means. Nedre Onsin. All was done by force. The Mishnah, we'll wait for the Mishnah to explain all the different types of classifications. Our Mishnah is going to discuss one of the four. It's called Nedre Zeruzin. So comes the Gemma Mishnah, says Nedre Zeruzin Ketzan Haya Mocher Haifetz. Guy was selling an item. Ve'amari said, Kunam She'eni Pochet Lecha Menasela. Hey, listen, I'm osering your money on me if you don't give me less than a Sela. Which means I'm selling you the item, I'm not taking less than a Sela for the item. And if I get less than a Sela, kunam, I'm not taking that, that's kunam, it's assumed to be the money. Okay? Sela is, let's say, right, Sela is four dinarim. V'hala omer, and the buyer comes along and says, kunam she'eni mosif lecha ala shekel. Hey, listen, I'm not giving you more than a shekel. Kunam this item on me, I'm not giving you more than a shekel. Shekel is two dinarim. So this guy's telling you, I'm not taking less than four. And he says, I'm not giving you less than two. And he was making nedarim on the item. I'm making a kunam, I'm not taking the money unless you give me four. He says, kunam, I'm not touching the efetz unless the price is two. Right? Any mosif techal a shekel. I'm not giving you more than a shekel. Shekel is two dinarim. So he says, shenehem rotzim b'shlosha dinarim. So Mishnah says, what they really mean over here is they're negotiating. And really, they're going to settle at the price of three nedarim. And therefore, when they said this type of statement, the guy said, I'm not going to have an'ah if I don't get four. But the Mishnah says that he meant three. That's why the neder is not a neder. Because that's the way people negotiate. He didn't mean what he said, literally. And therefore, when he comes along and says, I'm not taking less than four, I'm not giving you less than two, so that's the way of trying to find the middle ground over there to get three nedarim. So we don't take their neder seriously. Even though he said, I'm not taking less than four. If I get less than four, it's asur to me. He didn't mean that. That's asur to him. So comes the Ran. Arba'a nedarim etiru hachamim mefarish begemara shemutarim me'elehen b'lo heter hakam. These items are mutar. These four, you don't even need heter of a hakam. There is zeruzin shelo nadar el zarez havero. They did it just to motivate his friend shelo ya'amod b'da'ato kemefarish v'azir. Right? I don't want my this guy wants to pay two, so I'm going to say four in order to mizarez, because I don't want him to be so rigid. That's like the Nedre Zeruzin. Like, it's really negotiating. The Nedre Havai, Nedr She'eno Klum, Shemir Veshit, Mitargimin and Habai Vabur, Pasuk Yeshayahu, Havai, I told you, it's exaggeration. Kunam She'eni Pochet Techa, Kunam Damav Alai, I'm forbidding the money of the buyer on me. Im Ani Mokrob Fhot Mesela Shu'al Badin Rim. Kunam sheini mosif lecha al shekel. He comes along and says, "I'm kunam. I'm saying the item I'm not giving you more than a shekel. Kunam amekah alai. If I'm mosif leknut biyit meshekel shehu shnei dinarim." So what's the Ran say? Shnehem rotzim b'shlosha dinarim. Look at the top of Amud Rishon. Shemocher hayad ato l'shlosha. And the seller, he will take three. He just said four in order to motivate the lokeah, the buyer. So the buyer originally said, give me a two. He came along and said, two? Kunam, if you don't give me four. He didn't mean four. He's just trying to loosen him up in order to get him at a middle price. And similarly, halokeah, the buyer. And the buyer also. The reason why he said kunam, such a strong language, because he doesn't want the seller to skip on his dot that he said four dinarim. So therefore he comes along and says, kunam, I'm not giving you less than, I'm not giving you more than two. And therefore, because that, the nedir is not halve ta'ama, the milta lefishit darkan shil mochir velokeyach bekach. That's the derech. Mushumachid lo mekli devarim shebalev. But I don't really just answer the question over here. We basically have a rule throughout Shas. Devarim shebalev enam devarim. Things that are in the heart that are not spoken out don't mean anything. Now, you're working over here with a speech that he said, and you're trying to say, what pay no attention to is what he said. We're going to go what he meant in his heart. You know, what he meant in his heart is called devarim shebalev. Devarim shebalev enam devarim. So the Ran comes along and says, you're right, but in this case over here, you go with the lib, because it's the derech to negotiate. So since it's the derech to negotiate, we explain that language in the normal way of what people would normally do. When do you say devarim shebalev enam devarim? When the guy says something that could only be interpreted through the devarim shebalev. But without the devarim shebalev, you wouldn't say like that. Then you say devarim shebalev enam devarim. But here, that's a normal thing. He did something in the normal way where he says, I'll give you four, and then I'll give you two. That's a normal way of talking. So therefore, the Rishon Lev is just confirming the normal derech, which is okay. And then Ran comes along and says, the Rishon explains, this is talking about where they didn't clarify. But if they clarified, they need a heter of hakam. What does it mean clarified? Pirush. B'she'en ma'amidim devrehim shomei shelo nadru b'davka el lezariz. So this is only talking about this case of the Mishnah where they confirm this kavanah. Where they come and say, yeah, we were only negotiating. Then already, the neder is not a neder. Aval, ma'amidim devrehim lomar shebedavka nadru sirichim heter hakam. Right, but if let's say they come along and say, no, I wasn't negotiating. I want four. And the guy says, don't explain what I'm telling you. What I said, I'm not paying more than two. I meant that. So then already they need Heter Hakam. Because then already the guy said, I'm not taking the money less than this price, and I'm not giving you the Hefetz less than that price. So then already need Heter Hakam. That's the Shita of Zi'idi, Rav Zi'ira actually in the Yerushalmi. So comes around and says, Yekashe Be'anai, Ma'ka Mashmanan Zi'ira, Manitini, Dekari Shineim, Rotzin. Which means, isn't that our Mishnah? The Mishnah says at the end, Shneim rotzim mishlosha dinarim. The case that we said is neder is not a neder, it's dafka where they both want to accept the price of three. So if they didn't want to accept it, then the neder is a neder. And neder kamashmalan, dirotzin, ne'ikara ka'amar, ve'lo ratzu kedishaklinan ve'tarina megemara. The Gemara is going to explain that when it says Rotzin doesn't mean now they want. Rotzin means they have to say that that's what we meant originally. That's the point of the Gemara. Which means if they come along and say, now we're willing to settle for three. No, that's no good. Rotzin has to be, it's got to come from that they have to want it from the beginning. Two Garcina Natam, they learned over there also. Hayam Ma'amid Etzel Zeb, Etzel Zeb. אין מעמיד. כיוון שבטל אצל זה, בטל אצל זה. והכי פירושו. היה מוכר חפץ לשניים. I was selling an item, let's say, to two people. ואמר, כונם שאיני פוחת לכם מנסה לה. I comes along and says, כונם, listen, I'm selling the money unless I get, if I get less than a sale. Right? שאיני פוחת, I'm not giving, I'm not accepting less than a Selah. Which means his intention was, he really wanted to make a neder to one of the two guys. To one of the two guys, he was really saying, I'm not taking less than a Selah. And to the other guy, he was just using it as a negotiating tactic. Batil etzel ze. Says once already you say the ned is batil to one guy that he did for ziruz, for the guy that he had kavanah for a ned is batil also, which means you can't say one word, one language is going to be for this guy a ned, for this guy not a ned. Okay, so that's another hadush over there. And he says another hadush tanan. The b'she'in ma'amidim, like the case of our mishnah, v'da'atariya l'shlushat dindrim. So they were negotiating to come to the middle point of three dinarim. Mocher, the seller, Yachol litno b'fachot mishlosha, which means the seller now can sell it even for less than three. Velokeyach, and the buyer yachol liten bo yoter mishlosha. They don't have to actually give three. Shekivat shemashmaut anid eru el zares, which is since they were only negotiating, they don't have to give the middle ground. Afapish eskimu b'dibam negimel dinarim. Oh, but even though in their heart, he knows where they're holding. He says, I'm going to give you four. I'm not giving you more than two. So they know already they're in the three area. Doesn't matter. He doesn't have to give them three, and he doesn't have to give them accept it. Why? Because devarim shebalev havu. Because this is already devarim shebalev. Because they didn't speak out three. They just spoke out, I'm not taking us to four, I'm not giving you more than two. So for that, that's devarim shebalev. Umiyu ena mocher asher letno b'shekel, ולא לוקח רשאי ליתן בו סלע. שהרי עיקר משמעות נדרים אינו אלה לכן. Very important point that Rand just said. The Rand says, when the guy comes along and says, קונם עליי, if I take less than a four דינרים, or less than a, what's his language? Less than a sela, right? And the other guy came along and said, "Kunam alai, if I take less than a, if I give you more than a shekel, right?" So in this case over here, like we said, they're trying to get to the middle ground over there. So the Ran, first of all, tells us that you don't have to necessarily go to the middle ground of three. Shizaran's language was that really the mocher can give less than three. The seller can give less than three. Velokeach, and the buyer, yachol liten bo, mocher, yeah, the seller, yachol liten, can accept less than three, can take less than three. Velokeach, and the buyer, yachol liten bo, yotem shosha. Because bottom line, since they didn't speak out a price, they're not limited by their language to three dinarim. However, he comes along and says, umihu. And a mocher, the seller, cannot go rashay litno b'shekel. Why can't he sell the b'shekel? Velo alokeach, and the buyer, rashay liten bo sela. And he cannot give him a sela. Why? Share ikar mashma'u nedarim eno ela lekach. Which means, you have to go with what they said. Which means, they did say in their words, I'm not giving you four and two. So therefore, he cannot come along now and accept one, and the other guy give four. Because that goes against what they said. You have to take what they said to a certain extent for what they said. Which means, the guy comes along and says, I'm not taking less than four. Okay, but he said, I'm not taking less than four, in respect to what he said, I'm not giving you more than two. Good. So therefore, like we said, they're trying to find out the middle to the three over there. But he cannot come along now, this guy, take one.
You need two.
The Ran's language is, Ena mocher rashay litno b'shekel. Which is two dinarim. Fine, I thought you said shekel. That's not b'shekel, two dinarim. Ve'lo alokeh rashet no bo sela. Because clearly the guy said, I'm not giving you that. So those numbers themselves, the points, that's already, they said what they said. So you really, it's interesting. You're saying it's a neder for something, but it's not a neder for the in-between. Like you're spinning the, for what they said, then already you have to keep that. But the middle area, then already we say that they didn't mean it for a neder. That's a very poor point from the Rambam. Comes the Gemara and begins arba'a nedarim etiru hachamim. Okay, we said four nedarim. The hachamim were matir. Amar le Rabbi Abba bar Mamal Rabbi Ame. Amar tan mishamed Rabbi Yehuda nesi'a. Man tana arba'a devarim. Who's the opinion that says our Mishnah that four nedarim do not need Hatara? Who's the author of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda. It is indeed Rabbi Yehuda. The Amar Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, that says it goes like Rabbi Tarfon, which we learned the Shita early in the Masechet. The Olam, in Ehad Mehem Nazir. Nefish, lo netan nazirut, ela lehafla'a. Remember we learned the Shita Rabbi Yehuda and the name of Rabbi Tarfon, that by a case of Nazirut, when a person accepts upon himself Nazirut, he has to accept upon himself without conditions. It has to be a clear, explicit language where it's clear he's accepting upon himself Nazirut. As opposed to a case where Rabbi Tarfon said, let's say a guy, two guys are walking, and there's a third guy walking towards them. So one guy's certain that the guy, that guy's Reuven. And his friend is certain that it's not Reuven. So therefore they want to impress, you know, that their Shita is right. So the guy comes along and says, I'm telling you over here, if this guy is not Reuven, I accept upon myself a Nazirut. The guy says, I'm telling you, if it is Reuven, I accept upon myself a Nazirut. Each guy is, you know, is making a statement. Now, both cannot be, somebody's going to end up being wrong here, because guy is either is Reuven or he's not Reuven. But the point is, both of them are not Nazirim. Why? Because that's not Hafla'ah, that's not an explicit language. You said something that is vague. So the law is that anything that something that's vague, so the law is that's not going to be hal. That's shita of Rabbi Tarfon by Nazirut. So I want to say that's the same shita in our Mishnah. That when a person makes a stipulation over here, and it's not a bifiru stipulation, which is not necessarily has to happen, which means we're not sure the guy's going to give him less than the amount that he, more than the amount that he wants, or less than the amount, which means this case over here, he put a condition on it. So when you put conditions on it, the neder is not going to be hal. That's shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Let's read this in the Ran. Lefi shelo nitna nizrut ela hafla v'uadin nedarim. Now you say, what's the connection? I'm talking about nedarim. He was talking about nizrut. So if you remember earlier in the Masechet, we had a kekesh between Nezirut and Nedarim. So therefore, since we have a Hekesh, whatever we say by Nezirut, we're going to say by Nedarim. The Etkush Nezirut. He can't put any conditions. Right? These guys, they put their this is asur to me if. So then you put a condition there. Even though, let's say, they went against their condition, doesn't matter. They can still benefit. This guy can take the money, and this guy can take the hefetz. The neder is not hal. Why? Because it's conditional neder. Okay, so that's the first shita. And we'll go back to the shita in the next round. But let's get Rava's answer. Rava comes along and says, Afilu temar banan. I can even tell you the author is, the Mishnah is the rabbis. They really come along and say that in this case, when the guy makes a neder, which is vague, the nezirut is a nezirut. They argue on the bitafon. But in this case, they're going to agree that the neder is not a neder. Why? Mi ketani shenehem ratzu. Does it say in the Mishnah ratzu in past tense? Shenehem rotzim ketani. It says it in the present tense. What is the difference between shenehem ratzu, shenehem rotzim? They want to pay three. They want to pay three. So get the Ran explains. Rava amar afilu tema rabbana mi ketani shenehem ratzu. The reason why it's not a neder is got nothing to do with hafla'a, that they weren't explicit and they put a tenai. Ela mishum sheshamu hachamim da'atam, because the rabbis made an assessment on what they said. Shelon nadru bedafka ela lezarez, which means that's what they said. Which means, you're right. When a person, let's say, makes a vague language, then already you get into the whole mahlokat of hafla'a, no hafla'a, is it explicit language or not? Here, the rabbis are saying, he said it. When this guy says four, this guy says two, That's what they're saying, that they want to pay three. Demi ketani ratzu, sheyeh mashmaoto sheratzu lebesof. The word said ratzu is mashma. They didn't mean that in the beginning, but at the end, after they said what they said, okay, so I'll settle. That would mean ratzu. That means they really didn't mean that in the beginning. Doesn't say ratzu, but shenem rotzim ketani. Rotzim means that's what they want. From the beginning is what they want. And therefore, they must be tchila v'atzof. Even though the rabbis hold that what? You can't put a condition on a nizirut. And therefore, they put a condition on their nid. The nid should be hal. And therefore, since the guy didn't get four, and he doesn't pay more than two, so the kavanah that there should be hal, and therefore if he's accepting anything less than four, the money should be asutim, and if he's paying anything more than two, the item should be asutim, because you could put that tenais. The rabbis come along and say, that's got nothing to do. We're saying this is explicit, which means that's what he meant. He meant that what? From the inception, I'll accept three. And the guy meant to say what? I'll pay three. And therefore, since that's what he meant, even the rabbis will agree that it's not a nidir. Again, we're trying to explain who the author of our Mishnah is. So the first sheet test is, who's the author of our Mishnah? Rabbi Tarfon. For a nidir to be a nidir, it's got to be like a nazir. To accept upon yourself nazirut, it has to be without conditions. So this case over here, you put conditions. Once you put conditions, no nidarim. Very good. What about the rabbis, but? The rabbis hold, even when you put a condition by Nazirut, both of those guys are Nazirs, by the way. Not both, it can't be both. The one that was right in his thing, so it's hal on one of the two. Which means, even though at the time that he made the neder, it was conditional, and it was a type of condition over there that really, both of them couldn't have been right at the same time. Doesn't matter. The Nazirut is hal. So you see what? Nedarim as well. Even though a guy puts a condition, the neder is going to be hal. The neder is going to be hal in this Mishnah, so you have the krapi the banan, because he's not getting his price, and therefore the money should be asur to him. Because now it's even going to the rabbi, they'll tell you the neder is not hal. You know why? Because in this case over here, that's what he meant. Which is when the Mishnah says that shnim rotzim b'shloshad didarim, we're saying, when a guy says, fuck, I'm not taking less than four. The guy says, I'm not giving you more than two. What he meant to say is, at that time, is three. And since that's what they meant from the beginning, so therefore the neder is not going to be hal. Because that's what they meant. When did I say, hafla'ah? That's what you have. By the case of Nazirut, where each guy came along and said a stipulation, if it is Reuven, if it's not Reuven, I am a Nazir, right? And so on and so forth. In that case over there, one of them is going to be a Nazir. Why? Because the condition doesn't break the Nazirut. But over here, it's not trying to condition. Over here, it's like we're telling them from the beginning, they weren't putting a stipulation. They're saying, I'll take three. You're going to argue, hey, what do you mean? If the neder is hal, and he's only taking three, he can take that money. Because he said, I'm not taking less than four. According to the rabbis, this is considered a neder. How are we saying that the Mishnah is like them? Because we're saying when the guy said, I'm not taking less than four, he meant that three is okay. And therefore the Mishnah could even be going like the rabbis. Look at the Ran. Ran comes along and says, Kilomar. Let's read that out again. Tematnitin de nidre ziruzin lav mishum hafla'ah. He's got nothing to do with the din of the hafla'ah. Ela mishum sheshamu hachamim datam shelo nadru bedav kele zarez. Demi ketani ratzu. See, if the Mishnah would have said ratzu, ratzu is mashma. Now, after the fact, yeah, you know what? I'll take three. In the beginning, if that's not what you meant, you're stuck. The nid is on you. Ela says rotzim. Rotzim means we say that's what they want from the beginning. That's their intent from the beginning. She mashma shiratzu lebesof. Shneim rotzim ketani. The mashma mitchila v'atzof. Means rotzim is constant. Vekash ali lemaydes sagadach mikara de tamad man kibishu mafla'ah. But according to the opinion we taught originally, that the Mishnah cannot be like the Rabbanan, because it's the subject of hafla, because they put a condition. Lama li limiti shneim rotzim b'shlosha dinarim, v'ratzu lebesof ka'amar. כלומר שנתקיים המחיר בשלושה דברים, אפילו נתנו מוכר בשקל, even if let's say the מוכר, right, the seller, sold it with a shekel, או שנתן בו לוקח, or let's say the לוקח, the one that's by afilu natnu mocher, even if the seller gave a natu, he gave it to him for a shekel, I mean, he received a shekel, or she natam bo lokeh selo, he paid a sela, nidran batel. Kevan she bishat nidran lo haya mitbarer hadavar im yahul im lav. Which means, once you coined this shita, that you tell me the whole thing is a conditional item, what did you have to tell me in the end of the Mishnah, shnei merotzim b'shlosha dinarim? If you tell me conditional, the neder is hal, so the point is, anything less than four, and anything more than two, what did you have to tell me the cases where they want three? According to the shita that says, once you put a condition, it's hal, the neder, so therefore, and you go with what they said, and the condition is there, so what's the pshat, even if they didn't want the three? You don't have to say dafka three, anything not what they said, the neder is going to be hal. So he says, v'rebe anai, netana debuta ketani. It's Hadush to Mishnah saying, "Delo mebaya b'shnayim shiu melchin baderech." Ve'amar echad mem hareni nazir sheze ish ploni. Ve'amar chaveru hareni nazir she'eno. De'en echad mem nazik Rabbi Yehuda mishum Rabbi Tavon. De'hatam dinu shon tachon nizirut. Tam fi she'i efshal tachon nizirut al shenehem. Ve'kevan shebatel etzel ze, batel etzel ze. Shemeshari shrona yasal nizirut lebatala. Ve'kai gav d'pshita le'letare d'matnitid lo avi afla'a. Ela afilu b'mocher ve'lokeyach. She'efshal she'aneder chal al shenehem. ובסוף גם כן כך היה שרצו בשביל דנרים ונמצא שכל אחד עבר על תנאי וסגל גמילה דחי אגבנה הפלאה מקריאה כמה שמעלה. Which means the Hadush of the Mishnah is like this. ודאי in the case of Nizirut, the rabbis are going to say in the case of Nizirut, it's impossible at the inception of that case of the Neder of Nizirut for both of them to be a Nazir. Because one guy is saying, I'm a Nazir if it is Reuven, I'm a Nazir if it's not Reuven. So therefore, that's a case over there where the condition is impossible to be hal together. Good? So there, Rabbi Tafon clearly said, what? En Nazirut in such a case over there, because it's not considered Hafla'ah. But you would have thought, maybe in the case of our Mishnah, since it's possible for both statements to coexist, in the case where they'll settle at three, which means I'm able to
Make them both
make sense. So in that case over there, you might have thought that that's considered explicit. Kamash Malan, even if there's a way to explain it, where both of them are, can agree, still the Hiddush of the Gemara is what? The bottom line, you put a condition. And once you put a condition over there, doesn't matter. Even if it can work out, because bottom line, once you put if this happens, if put that happens, even though there's a way for it to work out, doesn't matter. And therefore, that's considered also you're not being the neder is not exposed. If a quote to be telephone, doesn't matter. There's no neder over there at all. Even though it can work out. And according to the Hachamim, it's got nothing to do with that. We're saying this is what he meant from the beginning. Comes the Gemara and says, let's read that inside the Gemara now. Gemara comes along and says, "Afilu tema rabbanan, can even say the rabbanan. Mi ketani shnehem ratzu? Did they say shnehem ratzu? Shnehem rotzim ketani. Amad rabbi nadav asher. Okay, amar lo. Another case. Tafe misela. He comes along and says, now what's a sela? Sela is 4 dinarim. Right? So it comes along and says like this, "Tfem sela," which means I'm not going to accept less than a sela plus. Sela plus means sela plus a peruta. What's more than a sela? Sela and a peruta. Peruta is the minimum coin that he wants. Sela, tfem sela. Balamar, and the other guy comes along and says, "Batsir mishekel," I'm not paying you more than 2 dinarim minus a peruta. Batsir mishekel. My shekel is 2 dinarim, batsir. So they're giving very specific now numbers. Which in the first case, 4 and 2, okay. But now what about a case over where they're coming along and saying, I want a selah with a piruta. And the other guy comes along and says, I'm not paying you more than 2 shekalim minus a piruta. You could argue that since they're being very specific in the numbers now, Maybe they mean it. Maybe not. You can't just say, negotiate it. So it says, nidrahave. Do you say that's a neder? Because maybe they were very specific in their numbers. Or siruzinave. Or do we say it doesn't matter, it's negotiating again? Still negotiating. That's the question over here. Alakataran. Amale. Tfemisela. Kolomar. Shamal lo kunam she any pohet necha minasela o peruta. Right? I'm not giving you a discount. I'm not selling to you less than a sila plus a peruta. V'lokeach amar, kunam sheni mosif techa al shekel pachot peruta. Nidra hafe osiruzin. Dika lema keban denahut kolei lediyuka. Since they're being so meduyak. Bedafka nidro velo lezares. Now, once already starting with these specific numbers, maybe that's what I mean. So comes Gemara and says, Amalei told him, Gesterina, we learned. Hayam misarev v'chaviro shiyuchalet. So guys, forcing his friend to eat by him. You gotta eat by me. Why don't you have a seuda? Amar lo, he tells him, kunam betcha, I'm making your house asur to me. She'ani nichnas tipat sonen. I'm not going to even drink a drop of cold water by you. She'ani tu'im. I'm not even tasting a morsel of food by you. Mutal ikanes lebeto, it's permissible to go to his house. Vilishtot emenu sonen. Shedon et kaven ze, ela lishum achila vishtiya. Really, you don't take what he said so literally. When he said, I'm not even drinking a morsel of, a drop of sonen, he can go into the guy's house and he could drink and eat. Why? Vamai, vanti pat sonen kamar. But he said, I don't even want to drink a little water. Ela mishta'e inish hache. That's the way people talk. Hache name mishta'e inish hache. So to over here, that's the way people talk. Which means, even though the guy's being specific, I'm not giving you, I'm not accepting the sale on the pirutalas. That's the way he's negotiating again. Don't take his words so dafka. Just like the guy comes over, you got to eat by me. Comes over, I'm not even coming to have a glass of water by you. He can go and have water. And go and have. That's just a way of talking. Look at the Ran. Shelo kevez el l'shem achila v'shtiya, which means when he said I'm not having a glass of water, he meant to say I'm not eating a seuda. He don't want to sit down to a big seuda by his friends. Friends says you got to come eat seuda. I'm not even having a glass of water. He can go in and have water. But he said kunam water. He don't mean water. That's the way people talk. It's a way of saying I'm not eating a seuda. Alma, bottom line, afagav the nachid the diyuka. Even though the guy was meduyak, v'shil trekal b'mimash shayar otzi havero shiyokal shere asal l'asma afilu drisat arek v'shtet sonen afilu hakamrin de lav bedav kanadan hakena me afagav the amar had tfem min sela v'idak batzir min shek zruzinu v'lav davka. Good, just like lav davka language. Comes Gemara and says, Na'amud bet, midame. You can't compare the cases. Amale, midame. Gabet sonen, by the case of the I'm not drinking even a drop of water. You know why he says such a thing? Tzaddikim omrim me'at ve'osim harbe. Because he knows the rule. What's the rule of the tzaddikim? They say a little and they do a lot. So therefore, if he's going to come along and say that what? I'm not going to... he knows that wife, he's going to accept upon himself to drink something. The guy's going to say, okay, what's going to end up happening? He'll end up drinking, and then from the drinking, it's going to lead to eating. The guy's like, I just come in and drink. That's what the tzaddikim do. They say a little, I'm just going to give you a drink. And then from what does the drink end up? Full seuda and all that, like Avraham Abinu. They invited him into the house, and this and that, they'll give you pat lechem, some bread, and all that. And what did he end up doing? He gave him a lavish meal. So look at the Ran. Midame, sonen, by the case of the, I'm not drinking even a drop of water, cold water, tzadikim omrim ma'atzo simadbe. Hilkach, mistafehai. The guy's scared, this guy. Why? Di'imu deli petipat sonen. If he's going to come along and tell him, all right, I'll drink water, and therefore he's worried that if he concedes to the drop of water, it's going to end up a whole seuda. But it doesn't mean that. He's just trying to say, I'm not having a seuda. How does he have to say, I'm not having a seuda? I'm not even having a drop of water, because he knows the way of the tzaddikim. The way it's in the Gemara, if he concedes to a drop of water, the drop of water ends up, he brings a lot. So that's his way of saying, I'm not having a seudah. So he's got to cut him off at the Tipat Sonin. But when he goes to his house, bottom line, he can go into his house, he can have a Tipat Sonin. He only did it because he knows the rule of tzaddikim omrim me'at, v'osim arbe. However, malhaka, delikim arachi, demadavka amamar. But over here, by the case of the negotiating, I'll give you, I'm not taking less than a seudah and a piruta, maybe from the fact he was so tactical, he means it. So therefore, you have no ra'aya from the case of the Yaknasat Orhim case. So Gemara says, Hakasifikao, Dema Pahot Misela Viyotan Al Shekel Kamar, Vizruzina Veodil Madafka Kamar, Vidrave, Tebae. Gemara says, Kasha. Which means Gemara leaves that in a tiku, in a she'ela, which means you really cannot bring a ra'aya from the case of the guest. And let's just speak that outside again. What happened? The Gemara already established the case of HaMishnah. We're not going back to the case of HaMishnah. HaMishnah is clear. Four and two, we come along and say, quote, everybody. It's Nedre Ziruzin. Now, what was the Ned that they made over here? Well, the guy said, listen, if you give me less than four, I'm not taking the money. The money's a suit to me. Bottom line, he got less than four. How can he take that money? The Ned is not hal. It should be also the other way also. I'm not giving you more than two. Hey, in the end you gave three. And he said, if I'm giving you more than two, the item is forbidden to me. How can he take the item now? Ella, what do we say? The nedir is not hal. So the Gemara says, you know, who's the author? Who could be the author of that Mishnah? That's very simple. The author is the Bitarfon. You know why? Because the Bitarfon holds, you have to be clear. And if you're not clear in the nedir is not going to be hal. And therefore, in this case over here, you weren't clear. So it's like a case of Nazir. And therefore, just like in a case of Nazirut, where at the time of the acceptance, it wasn't merely definitive if he's going to be a Nazir or not. Because he comes over and says, if he's Reuven, I am. The guy says, if it's not Reuven, I am. We don't know at that point. You got to wait and find out. No Nazirut. So over here, we don't know what they're going to end up paying because they put a condition on the sale. So therefore, Nedir is not hal. Beautiful. Nedir is irizim. Comes Gemara and says, you know what? You don't even got to get involved with the subject of Haftah over here. That because they weren't, because they put it tonight. This is not doing conditions over here. This is what they said. Which means, they never meant, he never meant four, he never meant two. And therefore, even according to the rabbis that normally say when you put conditions, it is a Nedir. Here is not considered a condition. And they were midayek from the shore of the Mishnah, rotsin. Rotsin means they wanted this from the beginning. And therefore, don't even get involved with conditions. Good. So comes the Gemara and says, okay, I solved that case in the Mishnah. What about another case? What about a case where the guy not took 4 and 2? 4 and 2, okay, is, whole numbers.
Or change.
Guy comes along and says, listen, I'm not taking less than a selah plus a pirutah. That's, for example, it's like saying, right, $1.02. Oh, now he's being specific. Now, well, the guy says $1.02. Maybe he means $1.02. And then the guy says, I'm not paying more than 48 cents. Well, now already he's picking numbers, and he's picking numbers that are more specific. Maybe they mean that. And therefore, it's not negotiating. Therefore, the neder is a neder. Well, do you say, no, that's also what people talk like that. So the Gemara would say people talk like that. Even though it's specific, they don't mean it. And what was the proof? From the guest. You got to eat by me, you got to eat by me. I'm not even having a glass of water by you. The deen is, you can have water by you. So you see what? What he meant, when I'm not having a glass of water, he meant I'm not eating a se'uda. But you said specific. But that's the way people talk. He exaggerated a little. So, you have no ra'ya from that case over there. There's a reason why he said, I'm not having a glass of water. Because he knows, if he commits to a glass of water, the tzaddikim, omrim, me'ad, v'osim arbeh. So, he don't want to have the seudah. So he goes, I'm not having anything by you. I'm not even having a glass of water. Because he knows the nature of people. And therefore what? He can't. He didn't mean water. He just had to say that because he knows the nature of people. That this, they give you a little, like, they end up taking a lot. But he meant he doesn't want to have a seudah. That was his way of saying, I'm not getting to the seudah. I'm not even starting with a little. Mashiach, in this case over here, maybe the guy meant $1.02 and this guy meant 48 cents. Or not. Tiba'ah. Gabriel leaves that in a question. Good. Now we get to the next point. Amar Rav Yehuda. Amar Rav Asir. Arba'a nedarim alalu. Tzrichim she'ela lehacham. These four nedarim that we said in our Mishnah, you got to go to the rabbi and get it absolved. Gemara says, Ki amrita kamed Shmuel amar. Tana tane arba'a devarim hitiru hachamim. Ve'at amad tzrichim she'ela lehacham. So what are you talking about? Amishnah said the four nedarim are mutar. Yeah, you come along and say you need the hatarat to hacham. What are you talking about? You're going against the Mishnah. Rav Yosef matnida lahashmata b'haylishna. Rav Yosef had this back and forth in the following language. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asir. En hacham rashay lehatir, ela ke'en arba'a devarim halalu. In a regular nedir, not in this case. In a regular nedir, the guy makes a very regular full vow, or whatever he's accepting upon himself. Now he wants to get it off him. We learned yesterday there's two ways to get a nedir off: either to what's called a harata, a regret, or through a petah. What are these two ways over here? Come along and harata. I say, listen. When you made that neder, now he's coming to. I want to get it off. Listen, do you regret you made that neder? Yeah, I regret. You know, at the time that I did it, I was angry and whatever circumstances. I regret. I regret what I did. That's called a harata. Or there is a inyan of a petah. They find him an opening. They come along and say, "Listen, if you knew the conditions now would be like this and this and this, would you have made the neder?" From the ancestors, at the time that he made the neder, but had you known the situation would have been as such, would you have done it or not? So that's looking for a petah. So the Gemara wants to say like this. Whenever a person's absolving a regular vow, the deen is, it has to be like the nedarim of the four nedarim that we just said in our Mishnah. Meaning, Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef matila la shmata ba izshta Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Asir en hacham rashet ela ke en arba'a nedarim alalu kasabar en potchin baharata ki. It means you can't break a neder using the harata factor. Meaning, look at the Ran. En hacham matila ke en arba'a nedarim alalu kilomar she en lo latir baharata ela bepetach. Shehaneder kishu nitar bepetah. When you break a neder with a petah, mukiyah metuchusu neder taut. Right, you're coming out neder taut. Harata is not neder taut. Harata means at the time that I made it, I meant it. It just that I was angry or upset and all that. So I regret what I did, but what I did, I did. When you say a petah, petah means it was nullified from the inception. Understand the difference? Again, when I say I regret what I did, what does that mean? But at the time that I did it, I accepted upon myself and did it. I just regret that I did it. I was angry, but I meant what I meant. When you look for a petah, what does a petah mean? I'm uprooting the neder. I never would have done it. I'm breaking the neder from inside. From me, Neobe. Understand that Hailuk is a very poor Hailuk. Odd palm. When I make a neder, let's say I was angry. I am accepting upon myself not to do this item. I mean, I don't want to do that item, by the way. Later on, I come and say, oh, what did I do? I wish I didn't do it, but what I did, I know what I was doing. That's what I meant. Okay, it's harata. Petah means the rabbi comes along and says, if you would have known this, or if I would have known this, for sure, the neder is not halal. I didn't mean it. I didn't mean it under those circumstances. That's not what I meant. When I said asur, I wasn't talking about if that. So the Gemara is saying like this. In our case of the four nedarim, what's the mechanics of the four nedarim? Why the neder is not a neder? Because he's saying, that's not what I meant. When I said, I'm not taking less than four, I didn't mean that I'm not taking less than four. I never said I'm not taking less than four. What I meant from the beginning was three. So therefore, that's not a harata. That's a petah. So what the Gemara is saying in a roundabout way, whenever you're going to break regular nedarim, it has to be like the four, or in the spirit of the four Nidarim of our Mishnah. Which means, just like the reason why Nidre Ziruzin, for example, is not Hal, is because he didn't mean it from the beginning. So too, whenever you break a neder, you have to break it in a way where it wasn't a neder from the beginning. You have to break the neder from within. Understand? Again, in the case of our Mishnah with the Nidre Ziruzin, when the guy comes along and says four, right? When they say it's not a neder, is it because he changed his mind? No. It's not that he changed his mind. It's not that he comes and says, if I would have known. No, not would have known. It's not like he's saying, I regret what I did. No, I don't regret what I did. That's what I meant from the beginning. I was saying three. So therefore, such an item, just like the reason why the Nidriz Ziruzin is not Hal, is because that's not what he meant. So too, whenever you're going to have to break a Nidriz, whenever Nidriz is Hal, you have to break it in a way where you say, that's not what he meant. But not that I regret. So the Gemara comes along and says some stories. Story number one. He must hold that you don't put a neder with the harata. I came in front of Ravuna. He told me this. Libach alach, was your heart with you at the time? Amale lo. He tells him, no. Vesharia. He was matid the neder. What is this coming to prove? Which side? Harata or Petah? Ran. Amale li bak adach? Kilomar. Hayale bechami yushav alecha b'shat shen adarta? Were you at peace with yourself when you made the neder? Vegam achshav, encha tohe b'nedrecha ad hayom, ela shemiyom ze v'ilach atar osir la'akro. Which means, were you at peace at the time that you made the neder, but now, you feel bad. V'yavi ki agavna lo harata Mikriya. Right, if you're saying you want to break it now, that's not harata. Harata means,
I wouldn't have done it.
Ki ay gavna, lo harata mikriya. The harata mi'ikara ba'inan. Which is harata, you need, figuring out, at the time that I made the neder, I was angry, which means I wouldn't have made the neder in such a case. I wasn't miyushaf. Or maybe at the time you made the neder, which means like this. If you were normal at the time, you made it in a sane manner, and now you just feel bad, that's not harata. Harata means I made it at the time when I was angry, and therefore I regret it. He says, however, then already I can break it. So therefore, the guy comes along and says, "Yeah, I was all angry and all that over there." So what does he tell him? Okay, your neder is off. So what do you see according to Ravuna? Ravuna says you could break a neder with harata. You don't need to break it up with a peta. Let's read the story again inside. How would I tell you about Ravuna? Amar de bak alach. What was your attitude at the time that you made the neder? Were you at peace with yourself? Were you angry when you made the neder? So Amalei told him, "No, my heart wasn't with me. She said, the time that I made the neder, I was angry and upset. Therefore, I regret what I did at the time." Visharia. And he told him, "What? Mutar. The neder is officially off you." Which means he didn't.
Even Harata has to be from
right. Of course. Badai. A person cannot come along now and say, I want the neder off me. I feel bad that I made the regret. No, the regret has to be from the inception. Now, how do you make a regret from the inception? So you have to figure out it. Right. What's the reason why you regret? Not because I'm not in the mood now to keep this neder. That's not harata. Harata means, listen, at the time that I vowed over here, I was all upset. And now, in the past.
It's also retroactive.
Yeah.
You found that something new now, but
which means now I calm down. Now I'm calm. But at the time that I did it, I was there. You're not breaking the neder itself, which means the guy saying, "Oh, what I said, I said." The neder, not to eat this food over here. I meant not to eat this food. It's just that my state of mind was not. It's got to be retroactive at the time of the neder. You can't just come along and say what I did at the time. I did. Now I don't. Now I'm not interested in doing it. So he told him like this: Ilu hayu asara bnei Adam shefayisucha beota sha'a minadart. If at the time that you made the neder, there would have been 10 guys there calming you down, would you have made the neder? Amar le lo. You know, I wouldn't have made the neder. Vetiro. And he told him, you know what? Mutar. Now, what is he coming? Is he agreeing with Rav Huna or not? Seemingly, he is agreeing with Rav Huna, but he's just adding one more factor. Both are saying, well, you're working with halata. You regret what you did? Yeah, I was angry. Meaning, if there was 10 guys that came to you at the time and they calmed you down, you wouldn't have made it? Yeah, I wouldn't have made it.
Okay.
He's agreeing with Rav Huna, but he adds an extra step. It's not enough just to tell him you were upset at the time. You have to speak out one more point with him. You're upset at the time, meaning if somebody was there to appease you, you wouldn't have done it. So he's agreeing with the harata, but you have to be a little explicit to bring it out of him. Not just to say, I regret it, which means... You were angry. Meaning what? Angry. Maybe you make an edit if you're angry. Maybe that's how you make the darim when you're angry. No. If the 10 guys would have been there and calmed you down, I would not have done it from the beginning. So he's agreeing. Just you have to add that stipulation. Look at the Dan. First wide line. Ilu haya asra ben adam shifaisucha kasamar in potrein baharata. Now, some have this gesalve, and if you have this gesalve, in potchein b'harata, sounds like he's arguing. Right. So, what the Rambam is going to explain, in potchein b'harata means, in potchein harata, like Rav Huna, where you just retroactively break it without speaking out this stipulation, which is everybody agrees with harata, but you have to make a harata with the stipulation. So he says, "Vika de garis kasam potchein b'harata." Okay, that's good. If you say potchein b'harata, that's fine. V'akol ole tam mehal, efi she'enyan ze di'il waya yud b'nei adam gara. You see, this is in between a petah and a harata when you throw the stipulation in. Gara mepetah mishum delo ayu akshav yud bnei adam shefaisu. Meaning a petah means the 10 guys are actually here now. If you would have known that ten guys that came and were mefei and did this item, I wouldn't have made the neder at all. But in petah, it has to actually have happened. In this case, it didn't happen. It's hypothetical. But it's not a harata, because in harata, you don't need even a hypothetical. So therefore, this is somewhere in between a petah and a harata. I speak this out again. How does a petah work? Petah works when I'm telling something happened now. If you would have known this item happened, would you have made the neder in the circle? No, I didn't mean it in this circumstance. In this case over here, it's not a petah, because the 10 guys didn't come and appease him. But it's also not a harata, technically, because harata just means, yeah, I was angry and I wouldn't have done it. But here's the, it's not enough angry. Hypothetically, if there was 10 guys, you're really speaking in a little more condition. So you're just saying, this rabbi holds, harata alone is no good, but petah, you don't need. You need like a harata with this ke'en petah mixed in there. So it's a compromise between the two shitot. Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yose Omer, Mishum Abiv, Omrim lo la Adam, Ilu ayu asara. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Omrim lo la Adam, Lev ze alecha, Imamar lav, Matirin oto. Rabbi Ishmael, Rabbi Yose Omer, Mishum Abiv, Omrim lo la Adam, Ilu ayu asara ben Adam, Shifaisuch bota sha'a, Min adat, Imamar lav, Matirin oto. So you see the same machloket in the Braita, is the same machloket between the two rabbis. Do you need a petah or a pet, do you need a harata alone or a harata with this condition? It's a machlok as well in the braita itself. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen.